Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to your sports break and to the Pigpen, your portal to all things great in sports history. And the sports break is for October 7th, greatest events in sports history, and the players and performers that did them and accomplished some great milestones, and your uniform numbers, if we can provide those to you as well. And we have some great numbers we're going to talk about. But before we do, just want to make sure you know that we have a Twitter account at Pigskin Dispatch. It's the Pigpen Sports, so it represents both Pigskin Dispatch and the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast and website. So make sure you check out those. We also have OrvilleMulligan.com to find out the latest and greatest that's going on with that great audio drama, Orville Mulligan. Now let's get to those uniform numbers for October 2nd. They are 14, 11, 35, 60, number 21, 32, 45, 17, 26, 7, and 8. Number 62, 12, 50, and 10. 33, 16, 37. Number 77, 21, 12, and number 23. Quite a lot to get to. Quite a lot of great football and baseball history, as well as a little bit of hockey mixed in. So let's get to October 2nd, 1904. The White Sox of Chicago left-hander Doc White's streak of 45 consecutive Major League Baseball scoreless innings is snapped by the New York Highlanders in Chicago. The White Sox won the game, though, 7-1 at Southside Park in Illinois. October 2nd, 1908, the Cleveland Naps and future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Addy Joss hurled a classic perfect game, beating Ed Walsh, who pitched a gem of a game himself, and the Chicago White Sox for a 1-0 Cleveland Naps victory. October 2nd, 1916, pitching in his third start in 5 days, not much rest for this Philadelphia Phillies right-hander, Grover Cleveland Alexander, but he recorded his 20th century Major League Baseball record, a 16th shutout of the year, in a 2-0 win versus the Boston Braves. October 2nd, 1921, the Chicago White Sox backstop Ray Schock became the first and only Major League Baseball catcher to make a putout at all of the bases as the White Sox defeated the Indians 7-4 on that day in 21. But that same day, the New York Yankees outfielders Babe Ruth hit a then-record 59th home run in a 7-6 victory over his former club, the Boston Red Sox, at the Polo Grounds in New York City. October 2nd, 1938, future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Feller, number 14, struck out a record 18 Detroit Tigers, and his Cleveland Indians, though, still lost the game 4-1 at Cleveland Stadium. October 2nd, 1938, the New York Yankees pitcher, number 11, Lefty Gomez, defeated the Chicago Cubs 6-3 in Game 2 at Wrigley Field and set a new World Series wins of 6 without a loss. October 2nd, 1947, New York Yankees catcher Yogi Berra, number 35 on his jersey, hit the first pinch-hit home run in baseball World Series history off of Ralph Branca in the seventh inning of a 9-8 loss to the Brooklyn Dodgers in Game 3 of the big series. October 2nd, 1950, Bob Shaw, wearing number 60 of the Chicago Cardinals, set an NFL record with 5 touchdown receptions in a 55-13 victory over the Baltimore Colts. Cardinals quarterback number 21, Jim Hardy, well, he tossed 6 touchdown passes in that game, a couple of them to Shaw. October 2nd, 1963, the Los Angeles Dodgers' Sandy Koufax, wearing the number 32, struck out a World Series record of 15 New York Yankees batters in Game 1 of the Baseball World Series at Yankee Stadium. The Dodgers went on to win 5-2 and sweep the series 4-0 to become champions. October 2nd, 1964, Philadelphia's Alex Johnson, wearing number 26, to Bobby Wine, number 7, to Tony Taylor, number 8, to Vic Power, number 62, became the combination that made the Phillies the third triple play of the season, tying a Major League Baseball record in a 4-3 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. October 2nd, 1966, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Sandy Koufax, number 32, won his 27th game of the season. It was a 6-3 win over the Philadelphia Phillies and clinched the Dodgers' third National League pennant in four seasons. 1968, on October 2nd, for the first time in Major League Baseball history, that soon-to-be-named MVPs opposed each other in World Series play. The Cardinals had Bob Gibson on the mound, number 45, and he faced the Detroit Tigers hurler, number 17, Denny McClain, while the St. Louis pitcher Gibson established a new baseball World Series mark by striking out 17 batters as the Cardinals defeated Detroit 4-0 in Game 1 of the Fall Classic. October 2nd, 1974, you couldn't ask for a better curtain call. Future Baseball Hall of Fame right fielder Hank Aaron, number 44 on his jersey, hit his final home run as a member of the Atlanta Braves in a 13-0 drubbing of the Cincinnati Reds. This was Aaron's 733rd career home run on his last National League at-bat. What a way to go out. October 2nd, 1977, the Los Angeles Dodgers lineup had some active bats in the season of 77. First of all, Dusty Baker, number 12, hit his 30th home run of the season against the Astros, number 50, J.R. Richard. And the Dodgers became the first team in Major League Baseball history to have four players hit 30 or more home runs. Baker joined teammates Steve Garvey, wearing number 6. He had 33 home runs that year. Reggie Smith, number 8. 32 home runs on his canter. And Ron Say, number 10, had 30 walls jacked over the outfield fences in his season. And Dodgers had a very good season. October 2nd, 1986, Houston Astros starter Mike Scott, number 33, finished a Major League Baseball season with 306 strikeouts with 8 in a 2-1 victory over the San Francisco Giants. He was the third National League pitcher to reach 300 strikeouts in a season. October 2nd, 1986, the New York Mets' Dwight Gooden, number 16, was the first pitcher to collect 200 strikeouts in each of his first three seasons when he recorded 7 in an 8-2 victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates that day. October 2nd, 1999, number 21 in the nation, University of Alabama football team, beats number 3 Florida 40-39 in a very good overtime game, very exciting. And it snapped the Gators' 30-game home winning streak, and future Seattle Seahawks running back number 37 in that game, Sean Alexander, crossed the goal line for 4 touchdowns for the Crimson Tide. October 2nd, 1999, Boston's Ray Bourque, number 77, became the highest goal-scoring defenseman in NHL history. His 386th career goal in the Bruins' 3-1 victory over the Carolina Hurricanes moved him one ahead of Paul Coffey, who also wore number 77 for many seasons. October 2nd, 2001, Chicago Cubs outfielder Sammy Sosa, number 21, became the first player in Major League Baseball history to a total of 60 home runs in 3 seasons. The Chicago Slugger connected off of Red starter Lance Davis to reach the milestone in a 5-4 Cubs loss. The Reds won that game. October 2nd, 2004, Jeff Kent, number 12, became the all-time home run leader for Major League Baseball second baseman when he hit 2 in the Astros' 9-3 victory over the Colorado Rockies. He hit 302 home runs overall. That was a number that broke number 23, Ryan Sandberg's Major League leading established record back in 1997. And two great players here, Jeff Kent and Ryan Sandberg. So that is your sports history for today. That's your sports break. Hope you enjoyed this little bit of football, baseball, and hockey history, and hope you come back for more each and every day. We are the leader in trying to bring you all kinds of different sports, and a member of Sports History Network. And don't forget, go to pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com for more. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network. your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.